Carl Terry, and I'm head gardener at Richmond Park.
As I understand, this is something that now all the royal parks have. They have their head gardener. What does the role entail?
The role entails looking after the horticulture teams throughout the parks, and because they're contracted out.
I mean, you've been here, is it 15 years?
Yeah, nearly 15 years now. Yeah.
Well, how did you start out?
I moved to London to be with a partner, and then I got a job through the agency in the park. It was just meant to be a seasonal job, and I've stayed here ever since.
It sounds like a dream job, getting to spend time in Richmond Park and looking after the plants. What does your day-to-day job entail?
Planning, organising what we're going to do by the day, by the week, by the month. That's the main, and looking after the apprentices that we have in the park. So mentoring apprentices and training, teaching all different kinds of horticulture skills.
We're in winter now. The park does look very different. What's perhaps some of the hardest things about looking after the royal parks in winter?
The cold. The cold is the main thing. But yeah, it's just keeping on top of all the pruning, all the weeding. It's the busiest time of the year for us, really.
It must be a massive job.
It is, yeah, it's non-stop. Every day there's more and more to do.
Queen's Canopy is a massive project that we've been hearing about for a long time now. It looks great, like it's coming along. What phase are we in of that project now?
The trees are now all planted, so they've planted the 70 trees for the 70 years. And now we're just going to start planting up a native hedgerow around the edge of the plantation. The overall plan is just to have... to do a new native woodland area in the park.
Well, a lot of our listeners have small gardens, and what would your advice be to someone who's got a very small garden, but perhaps they haven't even got any grass, but they want to create a garden?
Mainly, go for native plants if you can. That's the main thing I would advise, native plants.
What's the benefit of that?
Our native species need our native plants. So,
yeah. And with the apprenticeships that you mentioned, I guess you're getting a lot of apprentices coming in. It must be nice to see people coming in wanting to do the same thing that you're doing.
It is, yeah. It's satisfying to know that you can teach somebody and they'll go off, and what you've taught them, they're going to be teaching somebody else, hopefully in the future.
And in a world full where kids are glued to their screens.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
Getting people out in fresh air, being part of nature and learning. Learning about our nature, why we do it, and yeah.
What would you say the favourite parts of your job are?
Favourite parts are talking to the public, teaching the public. We get asked lots of questions every day, and we're giving them information that they can then pass on to other people too.
How big is the area you're looking after?
It's around 17 acres.
How do you know where to start?
It's planning. So you plan, you'll start in one area and just work your way through the garden. And also it's seasonal. When you'll start pruning roses, for example, you start pruning in February. Or start cutting the grass. It's just the seasonal thing.
So the main message is it doesn't just look like this. It's a lot of hard behind the scenes work.
Yes, definitely. A lot of weeding too.
It's beautiful. The beds that we've looked at today, it's full of purple and what I would say are winter flowers. What is summer going to look like in, say, Pembroke Lodge?
Summer's going to be very colourful this year. We're going to be using a lot of drought tolerant plants. So for example, echinaceas are going to get used a lot in the gardens.
How has the park coped with the recent hot weather we've been having?
We've adhered to the hosepipe ban too, so we've struggled.
Hard.
Yeah, we've struggled with some things, but we use our own water sources from in the park, so we use pen ponds and draw water from that, and then that's recycled back into the ponds.
Have you had any casualties from the droughts?
Not really. We were quite lucky as well. So because of the rain and we're on a clay base, it stayed quite wet in the park. People that come to the park just enjoy the park. That's the main thing.
And I guess respect it as well.
Yeah, definitely respect it. Stick to the paths that are already there. Try not to go off piste. And then, yeah, we can all just keep enjoying the parks for the future.
How hard does it make your job if people do go off piste? Because I've seen lots, especially during lockdown, where people are walking on meadowland and stuff.
So people going off tracks can damage what we're trying to protect.